بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من سبح الله في دبر كل صلاة 33. Still in this chapter of the zikr of Allah in the various forms of zikr, and particularly one, the ones we are doing is after namaz, the zikrs that have to be made. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that a person who reads Subhanallah after namaz 33 times, wa hamidallah 33, and then he reads Alhamdulillah 33 times, wa kabbarallah 33, and he reads Allahu Akbar 33 times, wa qala tamam al-mi'ati, and to complete the 100 he says la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. This is common that amongst us, this practice to read Alhamdulillah Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 33 times, and then the fourth kalima one time. And that completes the 100. A person who does that, غُفِرَتْ خَطَايَاهُ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. All his sins are forgiven, even if they are like all the foam on the waves of the oceans. Yes, if all that amount of foam that is in all the seas, all his sins will be forgiven. Ulama have made it clear that this is minor sins, and those sins that have to do with regard to Allah Ta'ala, huququllah. But there are sins that have to do with fellow people. We backbite it about people. We are not paying people's money back, etc. We swore at them, fought with them. That particular forgiveness have to ask. We've asked for that. And those matters have to be corrected. But the minor sins with regard to Allah Ta'ala, all those sins will be forgiven. وعن كعب بن عجرة رضي الله عنه الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Ka'ab ibn Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, مُعَقِّبَاتٌ لَا يَخِيبُ قَائِلُهُنَّ. The mu'aqqibat. Mu'aqqibat are those things that are said afterwards. That is at the end of an amal. And yet it remains, again refers to saying the Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. Yea, in this narration, the 100 is completed with 34 times Allahu Akbar. A person who says this after every namaz, O fa'iluhunna, O a person who practices upon this, dubura kulla salatin maktubatin, after every faraz namaz, that not only after fajr and asr, but after every faraz namaz, a person who reads this, ثَلَاثُ وَثَلَاثِينَ تَسْبِيحَةً, the 33 times, وَثَلَاثُ وَثَلَاثِينَ تَحْمِيدَةً, and Alhamdulillah 33 times like Subhanallah, وَأَرْبَعُ وَثَلَاثِينَ تَكْبِيرَةً, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. This was the habit of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this should be read after the faraz namazes. And by meaning of faraz namaz, that is those namazes that have got sunnat muakkada after them, like Zohar, Maghrib and Isha. First that must be read, and after that this tasbihat must be read. وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتعوذ دبر الصلوات بهؤلاء الكلمات. In the previous hadith, this is the مُعَقِّبَات لا يَخِيبُ قَائِلُهُنَّ, that the person who reads it, he will never be in loss. He will never suffer any type of loss. The barakat of it, any type of loss, whether it is financial, health, anything, he won't suffer any loss who reads this 33 times Subhanallah Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar after every namaz. In the next riwayat, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yata'awwadhu dubara kull dubara salawat. After namazes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should seek the refuge of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, he should make dua biha ulai al-kalimat, with these words. These were the du'as, amongst the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was also his du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubd. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from cowardice, that I must not be a coward, that where what I have to do, then I don't do it, I keep quiet, etc. Many times we see wrong being done, whether it is in the home, whether it is at a social function, a wedding, etc., anywhere. But then we keep quiet and we cover it up, that I don't want fitna to take place. No, where the truth has to be said, a person must say it. He must not worry about what the people will say. But because we are cowards, we don't want our name to come in. Many people even phone, for example, at the Darul Uloom parents, that please, my child is doing this, but don't tell him I phoned. That the parents are even frightened for their children. This is all cowardice, a weak heart, a person who is very weak, so weak that it is termed in the category of being a coward. That a person should seek refuge from Allah Ta'ala of that quality. Wal bukhl, and stinginess. Stinginess according to Shariat is that which is compulsory upon us, like zakat, and we don't pay our zakat. Or like qurbani is wajib and we don't make our qurbani. Where it is necessary to spend on the family, wherever it is necessary, and what a person has agreed on to spend, etc., he does not spend, that is stinginess. We should seek Allah's protection from that as well. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ أُرَدَّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَ لِلْعُمُرِ. And oh Allah, I seek your protection that I must be returned, I must go back to that old age, that I become a burden upon people. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has written, this is commonly the age of 75. But it's different for every individual. A person should seek Allah's refuge that he does not become a burden upon people. That now he cannot move, people have to help him, carry him, etc. His memory is gone weak and he's doing all upside down things and is causing difficulty and hardship for people. From this also a person should seek refuge that he does not become a burden upon people due to his old age. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا. And oh Allah, I seek your refuge from the fitna of dunya. It is both ways, that a person is so engrossed in earning money, he's so rich that he has got no time for namazes also, no time for his deen, for his islah, all the time occupied in dunya. He has got so many shops, so many properties, so many things to see to, that he doesn't get time for his deen. And in the same way, protection from poverty, that he's so occupied earning just to be able to see to his needs and the needs of his family, that he doesn't get time for namaz, he doesn't get time to see to his deen. Very fortunate is that person that Allah has made arrangement that his money comes reasonably well, he doesn't have to get involved in it, and he has enough time for his namazes, for his tilawat, for his deen, for his zikr, for his islah, to do khidmat of deen. Very fortunate and very good is that income, that the dunya does not preoccupy him, that he has no time for deen. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. And oh Allah, I seek of you the protection of the trials and tribulations of the qabr. That is also a very severe thing, whereas when the farishtas will come in the qabr, munkar and nakir, and they will start questioning a person. It's a very, very severe trial. A person should seek from Allah Ta'ala that Allah gives protection from that as well. وعن معاذ رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ بيده وقال. Hazrat Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught his hand and told him, this shows great love and this shows how deen must be taught. Have affection for the person, a ustad for his students, parents with their children. Don't all the time be just shouting and ordering and screaming at them, yelling at them. they will learn to hate you. But with love and kindness, you hold them, you treat them nicely, then it is accepted much more readily. And a person feels happy when the words are told with love and kindness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught this. He held his head and he told him further, Ya Mu'adh, Wallah, inni la'uhibbuka. He said, Oh Mu'adh, by Allah I swear I love you. So then of course, whatever Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going to say after that, what great effect won't it have on him? Faqal usika ya Mu'adh. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I make wasiyat to you, O Mu'adh. Not only nasihat, which is normally for lifetime. Wasiyat that even after my death, لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة تقول. Never ever give up. After every namaz, read this. And from here we can see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stressed the importance and how he encouraged all of us through Hazrat Muaz to read, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika. Oh Allah, help me on your dhikr. Let me always make your dhikr. Wa shukrika, and to make your shukr. Wa husni ibadatik, and to do your ibadat in the most beautiful, in the best way. This also is such a wonderful combination of words that encompass all the goodness of deen and dunya and akhirat. First is to remember Allah, to acknowledge. That also we don't know, we don't do. We must remember Allah, remember all the favors of Allah. We should think about this. Then after that only will shukr come. If we don't even think of Allah's ni'mat, how will we make shukr? And when a person will make shukr and he realizes these ni'mats are from Allah, then he will become a true slave of Allah and he'll make Allah's ibadat in the most beautiful way. So a wonderful tarteeb also is in here, a sequence of stages in order to reach sifat-e-ihsan. To reach that place where a person makes Allah's ibadat as though he sees him. The first part of it is to remember Allah. Not only verbal zikr and you're still unmindful of Allah. To think of Allah. Then to make shukr of all his ni'mat and billions of Allah's ni'mat upon us. And this will lead on to a person to make his ibadat with sifat-e-ihsan and to make the most beautiful ibadat. Wa akhiru da'wana alaykum.